Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Serena Williams just gave birth to her baby girl, but you know she is already back in those short shorts and looking good, I might add. Well, she posted the photos in a mirror selfie, and the couple also waited almost 2 weeks to formally introduce their first child to the world after Williams revealed they had a lot of complications. Well, I'm glad she's okay, the baby's okay. In fact, the entire family's okay, and the child is so cute. She even has her own Instagram account, at Olympian Ohanian. Congratulations to the parents. And this is one we did not see coming. Gina Torres released an official statement revealing that she and Lawrence Fishburne have quietly parted ways. In fact, they did that last year. What brought the statement to light were those images of her kissing this unknown man on Page Six that were released this week. Gina's mystery man has now been identified as entrepreneur Kevin Wright of Utah. You know, they were spotted kissing during a lunch date in Studio City, and she confirmed that the split between her and Lawrence after 15 years of marriage was final. Well, it's been reported that Torres met Wright on a Southern California beach in the middle of August this summer. They've been dating ever since. Good for her. And I was wondering why I had not seen her and Lawrence together for a while. Actually, since 2015. And did you catch Karrueche Tran on Wendy Williams? Honey, she dissed about her love life and her friends, especially her friendship with singer Christina Milian. She said their friendship actually started over their shared love of marijuana. Hey, it is legal in California, she said. So, you know, we just smoke a little and we just be like girls and sit and talk about life. You know what? Maybe she and Chris Brown should have done the same thing. And then she wouldn't have had to take out that restraining order on him in February, where in a sworn declaration, she claimed that he punched me in my stomach twice, pushed me down the stairs, and told a few people he was going to kill me. Whew, thank goodness she has moved on from that. I guess we saw this one coming. Rapper Mystical was recently indicted by Louisiana grand jury on charges of rape. Now, according to KSLA reporting, Mystical, whose real name, by the way, is Michael Tyler, was charged with first-degree rape and second-degree kidnapping. The rapper's bond has been set at $3 million. Apparently, Mystical and two other people were arrested in relationship to this case that stemmed from an incident that occurred in 2016. Now, a warrant for Mystical's arrest was issued in August, and the rap star turned himself in. This isn't the first time Tyler has had a run-in with the law. In 2003, Mystical was found guilty of sexual battery and was sentenced to 6 years in prison and 5 years probation. I guess some folks just never learn their lesson. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.